there are two concepts which at first glance would appear to be antithetical one to another, but certainly from a Jewish religious perspective, these two concepts appear to be predicated upon each other in a very significant way. Pesach undoubtedly invites the concept of hitchadshut, the concept of a renewal, rejuvenation, a reawakened spirit that exists inside of us. This is exhibited by the world around us, the season, the geographical makeup and nature of what transpires at this particular time of year, at this juncture, with the concept of spring. Everything is rejuvenated, everything is blossoming and beginning to flourish. And therefore we are reminded that there is the opportunity for us to renew ourselves, to reinvigorate our spirit. In fact, Chazal understand that herein lies the intrinsic connection between the word Adam and Adama. As the land, the Adama, refreshes itself, so too Adam, Mina Adama, can also reawaken his spirit. To the extent that on Pesach night, we recite the Hallel at Seder Pesach, and we do so without recital of a bracha, of a blessing preceding the Hallel prayer. Why is this? The reason why is because on Seder night, at the Seder itself, we are reinvigorated with a new spirit. The spirit of ruchniut, of spirituality. Ruach apeinu Mashiach Hashem. We have this vibrancy. And therefore, there is no need to recite a bracha. We don't have the necessity of saying Asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu. We don't need the commandment in order to recite Hallel. No! The Hallel that we recite at Seder Pesach, after recognizing that the generations preceding us had gone through an exodus, so too we are as well, b'chol dor v'dor, chayav odom lirot et atzmo kiilu hu yatza mimitzrayim. Therefore, the Hallel at the Seder Pesach is a spontaneous and instinctive reaction that we have. And for this reason, we do not recite a bracha, because we have rekindled and reaffirmed our connection with Hashem. While Pesach introduces the concept of this renewal, the hitchadshut, the new idea, yet Pesach at the same time clearly embraces the past. Judaism has always embraced the past. The Jewish people have always been able to exist, have always demonstrated their resilience based on their link to a history, based on subscribing to that history, based on appreciation of who we were and who we are in our past and how that affects our future. We don't believe that that which has happened to us yesteryear is passé. No. We understand that it is an intrinsic part of our survival. The famous word by Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, in which he points out that when Balak hires Bilam to curse and to undo Am Yisrael, he introduces the Jewish people by saying, Hine ha'am yatsa mimitzrayim. Here are the people who went out, past tense, from Egypt. Whereas when Bilam introduces Am Yisrael, he says, Hine ha'am ayotzei mimitzrayim. Here are the people who are currently involved in going out from Egypt. One would think, obviously, that Balak was grammatically correct. If we're describing an event that happened, which Balak is doing,
Certainly it would be more appropriate to talk about Ha'am Ha'yatza Mimitzrayim, the nation which went out past tense from Egypt. But Bilam describes them as currently going out from Egypt. Says Rav Moshe, the reason why is because Bilam understood the strength of the Jewish people is that a historical event that happens to them does not remain within the annals of history, but rather it is very much alive. It is part of their everyday essence and being. And therefore not a day goes by when the Jewish people do not remind themselves that not only did they go out of Mitzrayim, but every day we are involved in going out of Mitzrayim anew. There are always new challenges. It is our embracing of the past that gives us the resilience to continue into the future. From a Jewish perspective, it is acceptable for us to explore, to investigate, to pique our curiosity with regards to new concepts. That is not a problem. But Judaism demands that when we do so, it all be founded and predicated upon the annals of our history, which is so alive on a daily basis. Recently, I read an article in the In Jerusalem. The article is called Jerusalem Art Comes Out. And it says that it's safe to say that no one pays too much attention to an artist's sexual preferences these days. Similarly, holding an exhibition of works by religious artists doesn't always set the public's imagination on fire. However, try combining homosexuality with religiosity, and you are more than likely to get some kind of response from the public. This past Tuesday, says the article, the exhibition, Out of the Sacred Closet, Beauty, Belief, and Identity, opened at the Adassa Art Gallery. A woman named Ofra Zucker curated the exhibition, makes no bones about the marketing intent. And she explains, and I'm going to give you one quote that she says within this article, which I found particularly disturbing. Quote, she says, "That describes the artist's declaration of their sexuality, as well as the religious content. Out of the sacred ark represents the declaration of their sexuality, as well as the religious content, the holy ark," Zucker explains. That's what the exhibition is based on. The artists here want to show there is no clash between their sexual preference and their religious upbringing. Well, this disturbed me, and I had one peeve to pick with this entire article after I read it. I certainly don't have the solution to those who claim that they are homosexual, and I don't have a prejudice against them. But I do recognize, and I do take the stand, that from a religious perspective, a religious Orthodox Jew does not accept this behavior. Why? Simply because the Torah calls this type of sexual relationship a toiva, disgusting, despicable, and unacceptable. It is also unacceptable to even entertain that such a declaration of homosexuality could be used as the forum to demonstrate through art that sexual or their sexual preference can coincide with their religious upbringing. Because this is not true. We say from a religious Orthodox perspective that it is a problem, and that certainly you cannot put together these two concepts. And while undoubtedly it is important for the Orthodox community clearly to recognize that there are homosexuals amongst us, and that there are sexual preferences that are strange amongst us that we might not understand, it's important for us to understand them, to analyze, and to appreciate that they exist within our community, and to help these people in whatever form or fashion that exhibits itself.
And I don't have the answers exactly how to deal with this particular problem or this particular issue. But Chazal say, Lo nitna Torah lemalachei asharet. The Torah was not given to angels above. It was given to mankind to abide by its rules and to follow its scripture. And therefore, this one particular statement within the article, I cannot accept. An artist can describe himself based on his art. He can certainly reveal himself based on his artistic license. But to say that his artistry will reveal that his sexual preference is acceptable together with his religious upbringing is absolutely unacceptable. Pesach reminds us that we can invite and we can incorporate new ideas, providing that those new ideas are introduced with the consideration towards what fits comfortably together with the old. And when I say together with the old, I certainly am referring to none other than Torateinu HaKadoshah. Tantamount to everything else is the laws and the basics and the foundations of what the Torah offers us with regards to what is considered a healthy and spiritual life. We as the Jewish people, during this time of Pesach, have to evaluate ourselves. It's true that we have to appreciate this Chag HaAviv, that we become new beings, that it gives us a fresh and new beginning. But at the same time, we have to recognize that that new beginning is based on a reassessment of our spiritual standings. All the while, as we go through this reinvigoration of our spirit, it has to be embraced with tradition, with the Torah, with the laws that have always, generation in and generation out, have provided us with a Jewish identity. If we learn to incorporate these two concepts together in a proper symbiosis, in a proper, comfortable environment, whereby we are always bound by that one common unification, the Torah, and following a Kadosh Baruch Hu's laws, then in Mirtz Hashem, not only we will sit at the Pesach Seder and reflect on the past of the Geulah, the Exodus that once was, but will indeed be Zocha and merit experiencing the Geulah, the redemption that we are currently going through, and that in Mirtz Hashem we will be Zocha to witness in full force. Pesach Kasher V'Sameach.